So let's start with Jason and Emma. Where are you guys? Jason and Emma Betts will be first, and then, and Savannah. Where's Savannah? Come on up. And then Drew and Trent, you guys will be next. You can sit there a little bit. Not quite ready, but we ready to get in here? Jason? Okay. Need a minute? So this morning, Mindy and I left early to arrive here by about 9:15. And when we embarked, off in the distance, there was a beautiful rainbow. It was sunny where we were, but off in the distance, it was darker clouds and a rainbow was there. And it made me think about the promises of God, that when that first rainbow was given, it was to reveal that God is indeed a promise-making and a promise-keeping God. He's a covenant-making, a covenant-keeping God. About 30 minutes later, I said to Mindy, boy, that rainbow's stubborn. It still was there. Rainbows are often fleeting, you know. But this stuck around for about 30 minutes. Well, God's promises are, if I could say, they're stubborn. God's promises are true, altogether faithful, all the time in every way. And then about 20 minutes later, all of a sudden traffic came to a stop. And it was a standstill. There was a bad accident about a mile ahead of us, apparently. And it began to be iffy whether we'd get here in time for the baptism. So I texted the pastor, said, hey guys, say a prayer because we're sitting into traffic now and it's telling us we're going to get here in about an hour and 45 minutes yet. Well, things finally opened up, and we made it, but made it by about 10:01. I'm not big on grand entrances. So I was stressed out and needed the first song to just sort of calm myself. But you know, our songs that we sing tell a story. And you hear us often talk about our personal story, our little story, though it's not little to God or to us, but in the context of God's big story. And we sang this morning that song, He Has Done Great Things. And I would suggest to you that there's no greater thing than to witness the work of God rescuing a sinner from the clutches and the penalty of sin, no matter what age that person is. And what a joy it is to see God's Holy Spirit working in the lives of young people, children, teenagers, adults, and older folks as well, including this old guy right here. So I'm going to ask Jason to come in, and Emma, and Savannah, you sit tight right, or stand tight right there. Come on in, guys. This is Jason Betts and daughter Emma. And Jason was baptized as a believer by another mode when he was a teenager.
I'll talk about it a little bit.
You will. He's going to share a little bit about that. So
I won't take much time.
I won't steal his thunder. No. So Jason, I'm going to let you speak. Nina's out there somewhere. There's Nina. Okay. And other family, Roger and Barb Betts, grandparents. So anyway, go ahead, Jason.
Okay. My name's Jason Betts. My wife and I have been regular attenders here for a number of years. I was very blessed to grow up in a Christian home. I was born to Christian parents, and I know that that's a huge blessing. I mean, I can't say that enough, especially after just to be the circumstances that I was born into, just after hearing Pastor Andrew speak, I know it's a huge blessing. Grew up going to church. I was saved at a young age. I had mentors in my parents who helped cultivate my relationship with Jesus. It continued to grow. I was blessed to get involved in a youth group as a young teen. There was an event that we went to where I was baptized. I was sprinkled, but it wasn't in front of my local body. It wasn't in front of my family. It wasn't in front of my local church. So that's something that's always pulled at my heart a little bit, not speaking out and taking that step of faith in front of the people that I know. And this is something that I want to do right now. So it's something that it's pulled at me. The Holy Spirit is always working in the background. It's something that I've thought about for years, and I've been putting off and putting off. Fast forward to a couple months ago, we were decorating for VBS, and I was in this general area right here, and we were using some brown paper to create the illusion of cliffs and mountains, and I misstepped, and I fell right into the baptismal. And luckily there was not water in there at the time, but the Holy Spirit sometimes subtly pushes you, and other times not so much. So I'm here just to declare my dependence upon Jesus, to declare the fact that I can do nothing without Jesus, but with him I can do anything. And just some verses, just real quick. I just want to read them because I don't want to misquote them a lot of times. I don't know about you, but when I recite verses in my head, sometimes there's a little old NIV in there, sometimes there's a little ESV in there, so I want to make sure I don't misquote. But it comes from Philippians 4. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you, Jason. Emma, why don't you, let's have you share as well before we baptize Daddy, okay?
Hi, my name is Emma Betts. I'm choosing to be baptized because I love Jesus and that I am ready to show that I follow him. This is a verse that I hold in my heart and that I try to live my life by. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Matthew 22:37.
It is one of the great joys to sit down and interview our children, young people, and share with them and have them tell us why they want to be baptized and what it means to them. And I know this is a great day for dad and mom and grandparents and sister and all kinds of people and your church family here, your friends.
Amen.
So I'll tell you what, let me baptize you, Jason.
Okay.
Go this way.
Okay.
Because you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jason, and believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again to bear the punishment for your sins, it's my privilege, Jason, to, as Pastor Andrew said, the imagery, the symbolism of being crucified, buried, and raised again with Jesus Christ, it's my privilege to baptize you, Jason, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm not sure whether there was water in here. When he fell in, that would have counted as baptism. We would have had to have an elders meeting about that, I guess. Emma, I'm going to have Daddy help, okay?
Okay.
So, Daddy, you stand there. And Emma, how old are you?
9.
9 years old. What grade are you going into?
4th.
4th grade? What school?
Albee Loss Elementary. It's fine. We can walk there.
Okay, very good. And what's your favorite subject?
Writing.
All right. We look forward to reading some of your writings in the days to come. What was your favorite subject, Jason?
Math.
Oh my.
That ended quickly.
Okay. I thought I'd get phys ed.
No,
I got
no.
Math. Anyway, just help me out here.
Yes, sir.
So, Emma, again, because you have confessed your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again for the forgiveness of your sins. It's a privilege to baptize you this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So you see the case that you'll go in that one, and then they'll go over there. It's called logistics. And here's Savannah Betts, mommy and daddy sitting right there, and brother, Kevin and Christy Betts, and they're cousins, Emma and Savannah. So Savannah, you want to share a little something with the people here?
Sure.
It was a joy to sit down and meet with her as well.
If I don't get this all wet.
There we go. Get nice and close here, okay? There you go.
I want to get baptized because I am a follower of Jesus, and I want to know more about him. When I sing at church, there are times I feel his presence. A chapter that I like in the Bible is Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 32. It's about the prodigal son who leaves his father and sells his portion of land his father gave to him. The son spent everything he had. He went back to his father and told him he had sinned against heaven and his father. His father forgave him. We are all sinners, but in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. I shouldn't be amazed, but sometimes I am when I hear the clarity of what these young people share with me in those times together. It's a testament to their parents in teaching them the Word of God, and also with respect to their Sunday school teachers and children's church workers. Our next young fellows will be baptized. One of them came to Christ at VBS, and I just think that needs to be shared for all of you who work with our children, and you're sowing those seeds, and along with parents, and the Holy Spirit does his work. You know, that's an unmistakable work of the Holy Spirit to bring new life and a new heart to a person, no matter what age that is. So, Savannah, what grade are you going into?
Third grade.
Third grade? All right. What school?
Townsend Elementary.
Okay. What's your favorite subject?
Reading. Lots and lots and lots of reading.
Lots and lots and lots of reading. So how many books have you read this summer?
A gazillion.
A gazillion. Well, I got to be honest, in my summers, I didn't read any books.
Oh.
Anyway, all right, Savannah. Well, it was a privilege and joy to talk to you and to see and the evidence of God's working in your life. And I know mom and dad and grandparents are happy here. It's a joyful day. So because you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Savior, and because you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again for the forgiveness of your sin, and you've trusted in him, it's my privilege and joy, Savannah, to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Here comes Drew and Trent Mata. Mom and Dad, Jay and Christine, sitting here with the big smiles on their faces. All right, guys, come on in. This is Drew. And this is Trent. And talking with these guys, it was, again, just as with the others, it was a real joy just to see the evidence of God's Spirit working in our children. What a joy, and I thank God for the privilege of just watching not only the girls, but these guys grow up into what God is doing in their lives and shaping them. So who's going first here? All right, the eldest is going first. All right, Drew, go ahead.
My name's Drew Mata. I've been coming to this church my whole life, and I've always knew about Jesus, but I never had a relationship with God or asked him for forgiveness. But one time at VBS, I just needed to hear about Jesus' forgiveness one more time for it to click that I am not saved yet. There at VBS, I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and to be my Savior. That is why I want to be baptized.
So, yeah, indeed. So working, you know, with parents, the Holy Spirit working, and thank you, VBS, children's workers, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do week after week in investing yourself into the lives of our kids, partnering with parents. May God bless you and be encouraged, be encouraged. So, all right, Trent, you're next. Okay.
So I'm going to share my testimony with you guys. So I'd come here every Sunday and go to Sunday school with my friends and my brother and, like, you know, just do the things they told me and, like, listen. But I just didn't understand what it was like to have a true relationship with him. And so one time my parents said that we were going to go to a Mercy Me concert. And 10th Avenue North opened up for them, and they played this one song that I knew, and it really hit me. And right then, I knew that I was saved. And then the next morning, I told my parents, and hugged them. And then from then on, I wanted to be baptized.
So that was a song he said that he remembered singing in church too, didn't you?
Yeah.
You remembered singing it here. What was it?
Control by 10th Avenue North.
Oh, Control by 10th. You did say that. Control by 10th Avenue North. So again, God uses the songs we sing and just, well, he's the God of everything. He can use whatever means he desires to bring those to himself whom he has called. So guys, and how about you guys? These guys are athletes. No wonder. Mom and Dad, we're all American athletes. So, guys, what sports are you playing?
Right now, football, but we also play lacrosse and basketball.
Okay.
Same thing.
What do you do in your spare time? Just kidding. You go to school. What grade are you going to, Drew?
Seventh.
Seventh? What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Math, okay. What grade are you going to?
Sixth.
Sixth? What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Okay, two mathematicians. All right. Okay, let's start with Drew, okay? So, Drew, because you have confessed that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again for the forgiveness of your sin, it's my privilege and joy to baptize you, young man. Drew, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So Trent, once again, the same. Because you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again to bear the punishment for your own sin, and you have trusted him as your Savior. He lives within you. He's working in you. It's my privilege and joy to baptize you, Trent, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Andrew, tag team.
Pastor Bill, I'd like to invite Janine Vary up here. Bill, I should start using this during office days. This is pretty nice. It's amazing just to see all the different ways that God works to bring someone to himself. And what you do matters. It is not just a song that saves someone. It's the work of our children's ministry, parents, people in church, messaging. So here is Janine Vary. She's a fairly new person who's been coming to our church.
I'm wet, we're good.
Janine, how long have you been here, coming here?
I've been coming here. I actually started coming on Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday?
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Been a couple months. So my testimony is a little longer. I did not grow up in the church. My story starts last spring in 2020 when my family was going through a difficult period related to my dad's health. It was during this time, in a moment of desperation, not knowing what else to do, that I prayed the most heartfelt prayer of my life. Fortunately, my dad recovered, but in the months after that, there was a void within me. I had never felt this before. My life was going well, but I felt that something was missing. The only way I could describe it was that I felt spiritually poor. Keep in mind, I had not read the Bible. So I started looking at various religions, but had this persistent, gentle, nagging feeling that I should look into Christianity. I reached out to my brother, who had been a Christian for many years, and he recommended just to start reading the Bible. I started with the book of John and understood almost nothing. Around this time, I mentioned to my boyfriend how I'd been feeling, and he immediately asked whether I'd heard of Jordan Peterson. I had not, but that day we began watching Peterson's lecture series about the Bible. I've heard it said that God meets us where we're at, and that's just what happened. Those lectures kicked open some kind of door, broke down some kind of barrier. I knew the Bible was true. Thinking back on it, if I had to pinpoint a moment, this is when I would say that I was saved, but it's certainly been a process. Since then, I continued to read and study the Bible, I found a church, and I've become involved in the young adults group. I think that my testimony is a demonstration of God's patience, love, and wisdom. He took a seemingly terrible situation and used it for his glory.
Amen. Awesome. Amazing. Well, Janine, based on your profession in Jesus as your Savior, forgiven your sins, and you put your faith in him, your desire to be baptized, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried into baptism, into death, and raised to new life. Amazing. All sorts of means. The next up, we have the McCafferty family. We have Stephanie, Caitlin, and Max. Had that privilege with meeting them very early this week, and it's amazing to hear their story through COVID. So Stephanie, are you still going first here?
Yeah. Does work, and this is loud. The Lord does work. I've always been fearful, and I'm fearful now, but He is here. Get me through this. I grew up in a Christian home, went to Sunday school, church, and I was baptized when I was a baby. But I was too young to know what baptism was and accepting the Lord as my Savior. When I went, was in high school, I got involved with Campus Life, a Christian ministry who went out to the public high schools and brought us in and preached the gospel. So it was really wonderful. Even though I grew up in church, it was great to be around people my own age going through different issues and trying to find the Lord. They did a demonstration, the counselor did a demonstration that was really click with me when he talked about Jesus and accepting the Lord as your personal Savior. and that you can have eternal life by just accepting him into your heart. It resonated with me when I saw this vial or this tube of red fluid, and then all of a sudden it turned clear. That was the sins he took on the cross, and he was washing them away. And right then and there, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. But I didn't have a baptism like this. It was with my kids, or the kids in my when I grew up. So I always wanted to do this, and I am so thankful that I did not let anything disturb me from doing this, and that the Lord has me here today to being baptized. I don't know what else just to say, but 2020 was a huge impact in my life, because I did realize I was going to church. Obviously, the church I grew up in dissolved, and we had to find a new church, and we've been coming here for, I lost count, about 6 years, but I feel like I was just going through the motions and not even realizing it, reading the Bible, going to church. As Andrea said, checking the boxes, but not understanding. And then 2020 happened with the pandemic, and that's where the Lord, I felt him speaking and telling me, you need to slow down and you need to reevaluate because you're going astray. And when I got to thinking about my life and what was happening, I said, you know, you are absolutely right. And I reconfirmed my faith in the Lord and trusting in him and my salvation. And that is why I'm here to get baptized. Thank you.
Stephanie, based on your profession of faith, Jesus Christ is your Savior, forgave you your sin and given you new life in him, and your desire to be baptized, I now baptize you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in death with Christ, and raised to new life.
Thank you.
All right, Max, are you next?
Oh, sure.
This is Max. He's 15.
Yeah, yes.
Sophomore in high school, right?
Yeah. Oh, just the testimony.
Yeah.
Okay. I grew up in a Christian home. I went to Sunday school for a good part of my life until eventually we stopped going to church and I started falling away. That was around middle school, and I was just humiliated to talk about Jesus in school. The only time we would talk about Christianity in church, in middle school, was to talk about the inconveniences of going to church. A couple times the light was shown on my falling away. Or one time I was at lunch talking with my friends, and one of them said they were an atheist, and I didn't know how to respond to that. I didn't have a logical explanation. I didn't have a biblical one. I was just lost for words. Another one, me and my friends were at the back of the bus. We were talking about falling asleep in church and how we do that a lot. Don't really do that now, so that's good. But yeah. One of them asked me, is homosexuality a sin? And I said, I don't know. Could be, could not be. I didn't know what a sin was. I really didn't know anything. And one day, miraculously, randomly, my YouTube recommended Christian apologetic videos started popping up. Questions like, if God is good, why does he allow evil? Are there errors in the Bible? Why does he choose some and not others? I really wanted to know these things because these things held me back from fully accepting that the God of the Bible was real. And so I started watching these videos and I thought, Christianity has some points. I like these points. I understand these points. I accept these points. And so I started diving deeper. I started listening to John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, John Piper, and my heart started to open, where last October, everything came together, and I truly accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So now I'm here.
Yeah. So what brought you to be wanting to be baptized now?
Well, reading the Bible, especially in Acts, when Peter was preaching, and after all that, he said, the people said, "What do we do now?" And he said, "Repent and be baptized." And I said, "Well, now I want to be baptized." So here I am.
Awesome.
Being baptized.
Well, Max, based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and your desire to follow him with baptism, it's a privilege to baptize you. Put one hand right here over your mouth. Plug the nose.
Yeah.
Baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in baptism, death, and raised to new life. Awesome. Well, Caitlin.
Hi. My testimony's on my phone, so let's pray I don't, like, lose in the water.
They're kind of waterproof now, aren't they?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. So, hi, my name is Caitlin McCaffrey, daughter and, you know, sister and them. So, I was born and raised in a Christian household. I was always told that Jesus loves me and that he died for me. But going to Sunday school, like, it was instilled in me, but it was more so a memorization thing. And I didn't, like, develop a relationship with God at that point. And I was confused on how everything worked and why it worked. And it wasn't around like middle school that I had a lot of questions concerning the Bible and about Christianity that I wanted answered. But by that point, our old church dissolved and we were hopping between other churches, trying to find a stable church. And I didn't have the courage to go up to a random new person and ask questions about the Bible. So I was confused and frustrated. And I was also the time where, like, other people in my class who didn't believe in God would ask me questions, kind of like the homosexuality thing, and, oh, if Jesus is real, then how isn't there more evidence? But, like, there's a Bible, so. But that didn't click back then. And it was kind of, like, overwhelming to the point where if I didn't have all the answers, I pushed that aside. And sadly, I pushed God aside and he wasn't my number one in my life. And it wasn't until high school when I had some friendship troubles that got way out of hand that I actually slowed down and like, okay, I need to pray on this because nothing I will do will fix anything. So I sat down and I prayed and I prayed. And though I lost the friendships, it was God's way of saying, you don't need them in your life. They won't get you towards me. Only I can have that relationship with you. And though they didn't give me happiness, I started turning towards God and attending and paying attention in church and not sleeping anymore. And everything clicked and I started understanding, but it wasn't until towards my end of senior year when the whole pandemic happened and everything shut down and I didn't see anybody at school that I had a chance to actually read the Bible, to build this relationship with God, to understand him. And let me tell you, when I sat down and actually read and tried to understand, my mind was blown and things just made sense. And it wasn't until October of 2020 that I truly proclaimed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and committed him as my number one, despite everything else going on. And Zoom lessons online, he was always first. And it wasn't until you started talking about baptisms, and we were reading baptisms in our little family study group, that I'm like, hey, I want to get baptized and affirm my faith to everyone, so that's why I'm here today.
Awesome. Caitlin, based on your profession as Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and your desire to follow him in obedience and baptism, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in death with him, raised to new life. That's awesome. What an amazing thing that's happened here today. And God just has more for us to continue to work, to serve, to pray, to evangelize, and to bring more people into his kingdom. Evidence of new life in these nine people. So worship team's going to come up. They're going to sing. And then I'm going to give a benediction afterwards. So.